Here's what managers want hunters to do. Register for a state hunting permit, stick to the one caribou bag limit, target bulls, the adult males on federal lands as regulation dictates, and report your harvest as soon as possible to the state. Also, target predators like wolves. Kenton Mose is the federal in-season manager for the Mulchatna caribou herd, and he laid out the stakes.
Any over-harvest is going to be detrimental, and the idea is not only to recover this herd, but to do it in a timely manner.
Why the population dropped in half from more than 27,000 caribou to 13,500 is unknown, but there are suspected causes, and the decline can likely be attributed to a combination of them. Mose says the possibilities include predation, especially from wolves, overhunting, disease, an increase in older caribou that are naturally dying, and a recent string of warm, rainy winters.
Is it tougher on a caribou that is trying to survive out there that's wet in the wintertime as opposed to 20 below? We're not sure.
Another suspect, and this has been documented, cows or adult females having fewer calves in recent years, especially in the western range, where there are more hunters and the caribou decline has been steepest. In this western range sits Bethel, where Robert LeCander lives. He's chosen not to hunt caribou this season because of the decline, and he advocates for tighter hunting restrictions.
Should be one per household, not one per person, maybe, that cut down. Or another thought is like we did with the moose, moratorium.
For 5 years in the mid-aughts, the Kuskokwim River area ceased moose hunting to grow the local moose population. It worked, and hunters have been able to take Kuskokwim moose every fall since the moratorium lifted. Many Kuskokwim hunters don't think overhunting is causing the caribou decline. State surveys indicate more households are using caribou than are reporting harvest, but Yvonne Waska from Bethel said warm early springs mean hunters like himself haven't even been able to travel to the herd in recent years.
Because all the snow melts in February and we can't even get to them.
In Tulluksac, Noah Phillip pointed to predation as the driving issue for the caribou drop, reporting a rising wolf population near his community.
Over the years, I've heard packs of pups howling upriver in Tulluksac within my fish camp.
Federal manager Kenton Mose encouraged hunters to take more predators, saying that and reducing caribou harvest are the main tools available for conserving the herd. And he stressed that this is just the first pass at conservation efforts that will likely change and continue in coming years.
We may have to do some things that in the short term might not be comfortable, but in the long term will hopefully be beneficial to this herd.
The hunt could shut down early, but for now, the season continues through March. Law enforcement is increasing surveillance, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be traveling to Middle Kuskokwim River communities in the coming weeks to gather input on how to manage the Mulchatna caribou herd. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.